Squirrel Podcast, episode number 13, with Grandma Matata. Grandma, where are you spacing out on?
The sun.
The sun? You gotta speak up, Grandma. The sun? How sunny is it out there today? What do you think of this opening song, Grandma? Do you like it?
Let me see.
Does Boo Boo like it?
She said it's hurting her ears.
It's hurting her ears? Should I stop it? It's hurting your ears? Yeah, but...
It's hurting my ears.
Do you even know who that is, Grandma? You don't know who it is, do you?
McCartney.
No, it's not Paul... No, but it's from the same kind of time period as Paul McCartney. It's Raymond Manzarek. Key player for the Doors. Do you know about the Doors?
No.
You weren't around in the 60s in America, were you, Grandma?
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't.
I was at the Titanic.
That's not the 60s, Grandma. That's the 1912s.
I was still alive in the 60s.
Yeah. What do you, Grandma, share with us what you remember from the 60s?
I got boo-boo.
You got boo-boo. Yeah, I'm sure you got boo-boo. What else? Were you at Woodstock, Grandma?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been to a Grateful Dead concert?
No.
How about
but you know that place, there's a big tree and you drive through it, there's a giant tunnel.
Yeah, and it's Grandma, I think you're pulling my leg again. How did you make the big redwood tree tunnel in the forest?
Is that the only one?
There's probably several that
I made all of them.
Now, Grandma, I suppose next you're going to tell me that you used to work in the Sahara Forest.
I own it.
Yeah, and you cut all the trees down, that's why now they call it the Sahara Desert, right? Yes, that's what I thought. Oh, Grandma, you're just full of good stuff today.
I made it by getting city.
Uh-huh.
City.
Boo-boo
is her nickname.
She's got business to do, but we got business to do too. I want to ask, do you still have your axes and your hardware that you used to cut all those tunnels down with?
No, but somebody owes me a rock.
Why does Oh, yes, I do owe you a rock. I will bring that... I forgot the rock, but I'll bring that rock next time. Okay, Grandma?
Yes.
Is that all right?
Yes.
I'll bring the whole bunch and show them to you, okay?
I made it. I wrote it down right here.
Mm-hmm.
With popped music.
With popped music. That's the cue sheet. You ready, Grandma? This is popped music with Grandma Matata. The amazing Grandma Matata. Do you like that?
No.
You don't like amazing, Grandma Matata?
No.
What kind of adjective would you like in there?
Fluffy.
All right. This is popped music with the fluffy Grandma Matata. This is where... We'll kill the music. This is where I'm going to play Grandma two songs that she's never heard before, and then she's going to give us her opinion on it because...
How do you not never heard them?
Well, I'm just... Well, maybe there's songs that I'm not aware if you've ever heard them before. So...
Is today test food testing?
Nope, no food testing today. No, there's no
is
grandma...
Is today life support?
You mean life advice? Well, yeah, at the end of the podcast. No. You're getting way ahead
of... Life alert thing.
No, it's not life alert. It's life advice.
I thought it was life alert.
Oh, Grandma, can I play the first song now?
Life alert.
You got to speak up, Grandma.
Life alert.
I know you're old, but I know you can talk loud. All right, here comes the first song. You ready? I'm gonna cue it up a little farther, okay?
Like a robot.
Yeah.
I do know this song.
You do know this song?
I'm in that band.
You're not it. All right. What's the name of the band you were in? This band. Tell me. What's the name of this band you were in?
Death Maggot.
Not Death Maggot. Megadeth.
And I'm the singer and the drum player.
Were you in the band before they were Megadeth?
Nope. I was lead singer and the guitarist.
Now this I can believe. I think you were lead singer and drummer in the band Death Maggot.
It's my song.
This is your song? What is this song called? I know this isn't you singing it.
Megadeth.
Megadeth
Maggot.
But do you know the name of the song? Symphony of Destruction. Whoa, you do remember it. I'm beginning to believe you, Grandma. I really am.
You better believe me or else I'll punch your lights out.
So, what do you think of this song when you did this?
It's too old and it's so old. I don't like it.
Oh, should I turn it off then?
It's too old for me.
Okay. It's too old for you. Oh, Grandma, you're so silly sometimes. What do you remember about recording that song when you did that? Grandma, don't show your teeth at me. Yes, Grandma. Should I just play the next song?
Yes.
Yes, all right. We'll get to the next song. Now, this song is vastly different from the first song. No, Grandma, no. I know it's a mill. I picked it because... Grandma, I picked this song because it's absolutely opposite of what Megadeth is.
It makes me tired.
How does it make you tired? Did you fall asleep under the car again? And the car ran over you, so therefore you got tired? Yeah, that's what I thought. Do you know who sings this song, Grandma? Grandma, don't make me get my electrical cattle prod and poke you, Grandma. Do I have to poke you with a stick? What do you? Who sings this? Simon and Garfunkel. Do you not like this song either? It's tiring. Do you know what it's called?
No.
Sound of Silence. Does it? You know what it reminds me of? A song that you listen to when you ride on an elevator.
No.
Then what would it remind you of?
Elevator music like this.
That's not elevator music, Grandma. All right, Grandma. It's time for Grandma. Grandma. Grandma, it's time for you to rate the music now. Okay? How would you rate Megadeth, Symphony of Destruction?
I don't like it because I was in that one.
Okay, is that a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
That is my thumbs going down.
That's your thumbs going down, okay. And then how would you rate Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel? Two thumbs going sideways or not moving at all? Two thumbs going down. Okay. Two thumbs going down. Well, that's this week's Pop to Music with Grandma. You know what's next? I'm gonna surprise you. Here we go. It's the Culture Report with Grandma Matata.
Culture Report.
It's what?
The Culture Report. It's very cloudy and it's rainy.
Yes.
And there was a thunderstorm.
Uh-huh.
And my dog got hit by lightning. That's why she's not.
Your dog got hit by lightning?
Yeah.
Why did you let Boo Boo outside if there was a lightning storm?
Because she needed to go to the bathroom.
She needed to go to the bathroom, so you just put like a fishing pole line on her and just let her run out there?
She has a metal necklace.
A metal necklace, so she was like a lightning rod?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the two people, I believe it was in China, they got electrocuted and died because they had a selfie stick in a lightning storm?
Okay.
That's going to be the part of the Culture Report next week. Okay.
The Culture Report is...
Back to the Culture Report. Partly sunny. Okay. With a chance of darkness at nighttime?
100% darkness at nighttime. 100% darkness in the morning.
In the morning. Okay. Well, this is where I'm going
to
read Grandma...
When
I'm not even going
to
touch that one, Grandma. All right. So I'm going to give you... I'm going to give Grandma... 100%. Well, open your eyes.
But you can't see with the water. There's like,
Well, that if you get soap in your eyes, of course you can't see. But don't eat the soap, right?
You have to eat the soap.
Why do you have to eat the soap?
Because when it goes on your stomach, it pulls the soap from your eyes in and goes down, so it's out of your face.
And then that sounds like a pretty painful, long process, Grandma. Oh, Grandma. Okay, here's the two headlines you get a choice of. You can have the saddest cat... Or squirrel mugshot. Saddest cat. You want to hear saddest cat first?
Yeah.
All right. Let me get it up here on my cue. This is the story of the saddest cat. Okay. This comes to us from the Huffington Post. This is a cat named Luhu, who has won himself over 76,000 Instagram followers because he has a sad look on his face. It's a gray tabby that lives in Beijing, China. And he got a major operation on his eyes at one time, and that's what made him have a droopy face on his eyes. And so he's got more Grandma, you know what? He's got more Instagram followers than you.
doesn't.
Yeah, he does, Grandma.
No.
Do you want to tell everybody where they can follow the Shiny Squirrel Podcast on Instagram?
No.
Well, you go on Instagram and then
no,
you go.
No, they can follow me though.
They're following you all the time, Grandma.
No,
they have. You go to Shiny Squirrel Podcast on Instagram.
No, they're not. They need to follow me, not you.
Or you can watch my WC Chronicles account at WCW underscore comedy. Oh, yes. We all work at this together.
No, you have to look.
Shelby Township, Michigan. Police in the suburban Detroit area are having a little fun while asking for help from the public to figure out who swiped roughly 28,000 pounds of packaged nuts. The Shelby Township Police Department says a truck and trailer parked with 18 pallets of walnuts and other snack nuts was taken over the weekend on June 27th. Police say the truck and trailer were found on July 1st in Detroit, but the nuts were gone. The nuts are worth more than $128,000. So the police department on Tuesday issued an appeal on their Facebook page, putting a picture of a mugshot of a squirrel with the details. So far, they haven't had any leads on the missing nuts. Grandma? 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 Okay, I'm going to have to start the music for Boat Racehorse and something my mom said. Grandma! That's better. You're awake. It's time for Boat Racehorse, something my mom said.
No, I'm going to go on a boat.
You're going to go, Grandma?
I'm going to go rafting.
When are you going to go rafting, Grandma?
At the end of this month.
The end of this month? You can't go rafting yet.
Yeah.
No.
At the end of the month, we're going rafting.
The end of the month. Yeah. Okay. Well, aren't you... Will you be sure and wear 3 life jackets?
I'm already going to be wearing 24.
I want you to wear 24 life jackets, and you know what else? I want you to wear a parachute. You know why? Because if you go over the waterfall, I want you to be able to pull the parachute, and that way you survive. Okay? And I also want you to take a few inflated airbags from a car.
It's connected to the Colorado River in the...
Colorado Basin?
In the Canyon...
Canyon.
Yeah.
Grandma, let's get back to the games, okay?
But we have to go down to Laughlin because it's connected to it.
Yes.
And we're going to be going down Laughlin on a huge, giant raft that could fit 10 people.
Now, are you taking Grandma? Are you taking Grandma Petunia with you?
No.
Just you.
Me, my friend.
You and everybody else from the nursing home.
My mom and my friend.
Everybody from the nursing home, basically.
And my mom's friend, and their kid.
Grandma, that's what I just said. Basically, everybody from the nursing home.
No, everyone from the ranch.
The nursing home ranch.
My mom works.
Is that the new PC, politically correct word to call for a nursing home is a ranch?
No.
Then what is it? Tell me. Clear it up. Clear this up with me.
Yes.
Grandma.
A ranch where my mom works with horses. A nursing home. It's for babies.
Grandma, you know what? We're going to
get... Babies who are hungry.
Babies who are hungry. All right, Grandma. Grandma, I'm going to get a little bit strict here with you. We're going to play racehorse, boat, or something my mom said.
No, you have to listen to me only.
What do you think? You are the star or something?
I am the star.
Well, come on. You get back up here. You got to tell us your enlightenment with things. Okay, here's the first one, Grandma. Barcelona lilac.
I don't know what it is, but it sounds like duck.
No, your choice is it a racehorse, a boat, or something my mom said? Which is it? Okay, let me ask you, why do you think it's a duck? Explain yourself. Explain yourself. Why is that a duck? Come on. Why is that a duck?
Well, say the word again.
Barcelona lilac.
Lac. Ack. Like a duck.
Ack? Ack?
Yeah.
So you think it's a duck. Well.
It's a mom.
No, it's not something that my mom said. Let me tell you. It's the name of a horse. It's a horseman, I believe, that is in England that is taking part of a new charity.
It's disgusting.
Oh, Grandma. It's part of the Touro racetrack season that's helping the Meridian Farms in Milton, PEI, in England. You're so interested in that, aren't you, Grandma?
No.
Are you ready for the next one? Grandma?
Sure.
Okay. Grandma, the next one is called Scott Boatula. What is that?
A boat.
You think it's a boat?
You think it's a boat? It's a horse.
No, you're right. It's a boat. It's a boat.
Wait.
It's a wordplay on Scott.
I thought it was name of a horse or a mom.
No, it's.
There's a boat? Oh, I guess
well, there,
that.
It's a wordplay. Scott Boatula.
Yeah, when it said Boatula, that's why I said it's a boat.
It's a wordplay on Scott Bakula.
Ew.
Would you like to know where that one comes from as its source?
No, I already know where it comes from.
I don't think you do. It comes from the HiggsWeldon.com comedy page in an article that he had on boat names. All right, Grandma, you ready for the last one?
Yeah.
Get your hoo-hoo in here. Is that a boat, a racehorse, or something my mom said? Do you think that's something my mom said?
Yeah.
Do you know the story behind my mom saying that?
No.
My mom was yelling at my dad to come in for dinner, and she said, "Get your hoo-hoo in here." That's just weird the way my mom is.
I don't care about
that. You know my mom's weird like that. Kind of weird like you, Grandma. Right? All right, you ready for the last game?
I guess so.
Well, I know you are. It's life advice with Grandma Matata. If she wakes up and will start to have some energy, she's already ate 12 donuts. That's why you're so tired. So, Grandma, life advice. What is your first bit of life?
No, that was my hip hop song.
That's your life advice theme song. That's your life advice theme song. Okay, Grandma, nobody can hear you bopping your head around.
It's so cool.
So. What's your first bit of life advice? What is your life advice for this week for everybody?
My life advice is.
You gotta speak up, Grandma.
Eat donuts.
Eat donuts.
Go to sleep.
No, don't eat donuts. Wake up.
Go to sleep. Eat donuts.
Mm-hmm.
And
visit the Shiny Squirrel Pod. Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
ShinySquirrelPodcast.com.
Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
On Instagram.
Yes. And we'll plug you in there on other videos as well, right?
Sure.
Grandma, come on. All right, do you have any more life advice this week before we jump into the closing theme song? You were telling me something yesterday about a can of SpaghettiOs. What's that?
I was talking about that.
Yes, you were.
I wasn't.
You said that when I ever have a can of SpaghettiOs, you make sure that you always take the largest ones out first and put them on toothpicks. That way you can freeze them and have SpaghettiO popsicles later.
I never said that.
Grandma, is your amnesia coming back?
I did not say that. I'm 100% sure I never said that. I wasn't.
Then what did? Then what?
I wasn't even here yesterday.
Then what did you? Where were you then? Who was
you,
I? What,
okay, you weren't here yesterday.
Who was I talking to then?
You were here last time.
Who was I talking to then?
No, you did not come yesterday because I didn't get a donut yesterday.
No, you didn't get a donut. You only get... No. Grandma, I'm cueing the theme song to get us out of here. Do you have any last thoughts, Grandma? Of
yes.
Shiny Squirrel Podcast,
yeah.
Episode 13.
Get that out of my face. I didn't know there was the camera.
Grandma.
Is people watching me on there?
Yes, they are.
I did not know that. Get out of
And that's
face.
Your theme music.
No.
Say goodbye, Grandma.
Bye.